It is shocking that Russia has vetoed an effort to save lives, though perhaps it shouldn't be. They claim it is because of Sudanese sovereignty, but Sudan supports the resolution. For months, Russia has obstructed and obfuscated, standing in the way of council action to address the catastrophic situation in Sudan, and playing both sides of the conflict, to advance its own political objectives at the expense of Sudanese lives. Today, the council would have come together to call for a comprehensive nationwide ceasefire, for increased protection of civilians and removal of obstructions to the unhindered flow of humanitarian aid across Sudan. Russia claims it is for and with Africans, but vote against the resolution supported by Africans for Africans. We would have demanded that the RSF cease attacks in El Fasher, Jazeera, and elsewhere in Sudan, and call for both the RSF and the SAF to be held accountable for their commitments in the Jeddah Declaration. It's unconscionable that Russia would callously and cynically stand in the way of demanding these actions, actions to save lives in the world's worst humanitarian crisis. And we don't need to be lectured by Russia on hypocrisy, a hypocrisy that they exhibit every day in Ukraine, where Ukrainian sovereignty is not being respected and civilian facilities are being attacked daily. We're watching the situation closely and will continue to call out abuses and those who facilitate them, including clearly Russia. The Council must and should take action. We must continue to amplify the voices of Sudanese people who are calling for peace and prosperity, democracy and justice, and Russia can't stand in the way of that.